what do you call it?
Pole salad.
What do you call the beans that you eat the pod and all?
Well, we call them English peas. They're
but beans though. That you eat.
Oh, string beans.
Mhm. And the outside of an ear of corn, you call that the.
You mean the shuck, the husk? Mm-hmm. We call it the shuck, but I think the proper definition is a husk that you peel back, mm-hmm. you know.
And then you have to take off the
cells.
The kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob is called?
We call them roasting ears. We had an old politician used to speak out of Laurel, and he wouldn't say roasting ears. He said it wasn't a God's thing, but roasting ears. He wouldn't say roasting ears. He'd say roasting ears.
What do you call the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk?
A tassel.
And a large thing that you'd make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
Okay. And what kind of melons do you have around here?
Well, you can grow most any kind, watermelons or muskmelons or cantaloupes or just about anything.
What's the difference between muskmelons and cantaloupes?
Well, cantaloupes are little round things, and muskmelons grow long like a watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
They taste about the same.
What color is the meat in the muskmelon?
Yellow.
What different kinds of watermelons are there?
Well, a lot of different kinds, but there's basically two kinds. There's the kind that has red meat and the kind that has yellow meat.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind that has yellow meat called?
I don't know the name for them. We just call them yellow-meated watermelons.
And something that sort of umbrella shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after it rains?
Mushroom.
Okay. Any other names for those?
Well, toadstools, and I don't know the difference in them, and I have never eaten any or wanted to try any because I don't know the poison ones from the ones that are not.
Mm-hmm. Say if a man had a real bad sore throat, you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow.
What'd you say?
Swallow or breathe.
You said he could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow it.
Okay. And the thing that people smoke made out of tobacco?
Well, cigars or cigarettes.
Okay. And someone asks you if you're able to do a certain job, you'd say, sure, I
can do it.
Or they say, well, I'd like to, but I just
can't.
Okay. And say, if a boy got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have.
Okay, but using the word ought, I bet he did something he
I don't know.
Using the word ought, like something he ought,
you ought not to have done.
Okay. And you might say, now, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just
won't do it.
Okay. And the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Well, an owl, I guess is what you're.
Are there different kinds of owls?
Yeah, there is. There's several different kinds. There's what we call hoot owls. They're the kind with the big eyes and kind of big. And then there's screech owls. The hoot owls make a hoo 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 sound. And the screech owls